This is Senator Al Davis reporting from Lincoln. On April 30th, we began debating the budget bill. The Appropriations Committee has 9 members, 3 from each of the state's congressional districts. The committee, chaired by Heath Mello of Omaha, has been able to pull off an almost impossible feat in building consensus among the 9 diverse members of that committee. Spending increases for the next biennium are 3.1%, the third smallest budget increase in 30 years and the lowest budget increase not associated with the dramatic recession. State aid to schools, or TEOSA, drives the largest share of the budget increase, followed by Medicaid expenditures triggered by reductions in federal reimbursement tied to Nebraska's enviable position as the state with the lowest unemployment rate in the nation. The Capitol building is still in the heating mode, so the chamber is hot and comfortable most of the time. That may match the mood of several senators, panicked that their priority bills have not reached general file yet. Only 15 working days remain this session, with a tremendous amount of unfinished work. 5 or 6 priority bills are controversial and could consume 8 hours of debate on general file. There are several select file bills which debate will consume for 4 more hours, and some on final reading where 2 hours of debate are permitted. Yesterday, the consent calendar bills moved through general file, including 3 of my bills. The first modifies the way the Niobrara Council is seated and how voting takes place on that board. The second bill revises the personal property taxes. The second bill revises how personal property taxes are levied on solar and biomass energy projects. The bill does not relieve these industries of their personal property tax obligations, but rearranges how they pay them and benefits both developer and taxing districts. The final bill gives school districts with fewer than 25 students in high school the right to continue operating if they are the only district in the county and conduct a vote annually to continue the operation of the school. The bill was introduced on behalf of Loup County Schools, which is experiencing a low point in enrollment presently. I have 2 great frustrations this year. Although the property tax credit fund was increased by $60 million, there is still no bill on the floor which addresses the pressing need for property tax relief. Instead, a committee is being put together to study school finance. I am also deeply frustrated that my bill to require Nebraska railroads to carry crews of 2 men or more is still stuck in the Transportation Committee. I have had multiple emails and phone calls concerning the disposal of fracking wastewater in a Sioux County abandoned oil well. I am deeply concerned about that issue, but it will be difficult for the legislature to fix this problem this spring, given the time constraints and existing rules. I hope you will contact me with your requests and concerns. This has been State Senator Al Davis reporting from Lincoln.